shit. Dancing. Yeah, bitch, I make it sing like opera. Harlem shaking, my mistake ain't through the cucaracha. The tennis dancing on my neck, I make it do bachata. I went from noodles, now a nigga eating steak and lobster. And I'm a fool, baby. What we gon' do, baby? Baby, hold on. What we gon' do later?
Yo, yo, I go by Saint.
It's your boy Fari.
It's your boy Kaba.
And we had a Not For Nothing podcast. Can I ask you a fucking question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this sparkling water is sweetened.
It's juice.
Yeah, bro.
But it says zero sugar.
That's nigga, lies. Sweetener.
That's cap.
But what's sweetener? That's not sugary? It's not sugar?
Yeah, basically, it's just not.
It's not.
Plain sugar.
Yeah.
Like or, sugar. Or whatever the hell sugar is made out of.
So, it's sugar, it's just not the sugar that we accustomed to.
No, it's so, just sweetener and sugar is two different things, but nigga, that's juice.
Yeah, like, do it taste like sparkling water or do it taste like soda?
Nah, it tastes like fucking soda.
Yeah. It's juice. Niggas be like flavored water, nigga, that's juice.
Yeah.
Anything with nigga, anything that has flavoring in it after water is taken out of its true form, that's juice.
It is. Cause I used to drink them flavored waters back in the day when I was young.
It's juice.
Some lemon shit, some shit.
It's colorless juice.
I think it's just a practice.
That's what I'm jacking.
Well, this isn't juice per se, because like you wouldn't like it.
So it don't.
Not every juice it tastes good, nigga.
Not no, I don't taste like the salt. It don't taste like the
what?
Because that sparkling water with a
like it don't taste like you know sparkling water, right?
Tastes like that.
No, no, no. You know how sparkling water tastes like fucking
electricity.
Yeah. This shit tastes like fucking soda. Soda.
I feel you.
This shit?
Yeah.
Tastes like fucking, I don't know, cherry Pepsi or some shit.
Oh, yeah, no, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
that
no,
shit
no.
is juice. Like,
nigga, this Sprite.
Yeah.
Damn it. Damn it. Yeah, facts, nah.
Because I don't like diet juice or like zero sugar juice. Nigga, that's juice.
It tastes the same, bro.
Bro, I'm trying to tell them. Zero sugar and juice, like, and whatever. Nigga, that shit is that the same, shit same thing. Bro.
Huh? It's like, you same. Trying to say juice with sugar and zero sugar juice taste the same? Is that what you're trying to tell
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Damn, damn. It's
just, like, it's close enough, bro.
That I said.
To bro. Where, like, well, me, I only drink diet. I only drink zero calorie juice when I'm drinking, when I'm mixing it with my liquor. I don't have zero calorie juice in my fucking fridge.
Fridge, yeah, yeah.
I would not juice. No.
Okay.
But. It's close enough, bro. It's close enough. Like, I understand what you're saying. Like, juice just tastes better because it's like sugar and shit. Yeah, like, yeah it tastes better. Yeah, of course. But the zero sugar shit, that shit does the job. Like, it's close enough.
Bro. Yeah, I think it's all right.
Like, if you're trying to cut out, like, if you're trying to cut out fucking sugar and shit,
like you're tricking your mind.
You think it's nasty for real?
Hell yeah.
What's juice you be?
Everything that y'all give
though.
Me,
we had it.
Everything
though.
That y'all give me, bro.
Simply Limited, simply. That shit was good,
nigga,
bro.
That shit is good.
That shit was good, gang. You remember we was drinking that shit? Yo, that shit was good, bro.
Bro, we added a little tequila in that motherfucker.
That shit was good. Yeah, sorry, bro.
No, I said I knew the difference.
Yeah, you did say that. You did say that.
I know, I could tell the difference. Like if I have zero calorie juice and then juice, I could tell the difference.
One just a little sweeter.
One, nah. The juice that tastes
juice
bro.
That got that shit juice, bro.
But he be old dragging, like, he be like the zero calorie shit is just disgusting.
He be dragging it, bro.
Nigga, you know what zero calorie juice tastes like?
Ooh, you know the juice, like the packs of juice.
Yeah, and the little two packets.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you add it, but it's you have too much water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's that. Literally, that's bro. That. Nigga, literally.
Like it's a little bit
more watery.
More water.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
Like it's not enough. Like the ratio, like the water to pack ratio.
Yeah, I'm dragging it, but it doesn't taste like that.
It tastes like that.
Like
that.
Like, I put too much. I put too much water in it,
bro.
That shit tastes like you followed. Yeah, nigga, that shit tastes like you actually followed the instructions off the powder. You know when you got Kool-Aid and powder mix
and you
actually followed the instructions and they tell you put five scoops? Nigga, that's how that shit tastes like ass.
But Kool-Aid is just Were y'all like Kool-Aid kids?
Nah,
I wasn't.
The what should you call that? Iced tea mix. But it was either Lipton or
was it Lipton?
It would be Lipton sometimes, and sometimes it would be fucking.
No, nah, I was a cool. I was
store
a
brand.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, I store brand be hitting, bro.
I was a Capri Sun kid, but I also like
the 4C iced tea.
Yep.
Yeah, bro, that's what y'all drank.
Yeah, bro.
That's what I had in the
crib. That ain't store brand.
That shit good.
No,
you thought that was store brand.
That's not store brand.
No, nigga. 4C is its own shit.
Oh, 4C, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no,
that's what I meant.
Yeah, that shit fire.
That shit is fire.
Bro, the iced tea that I made y'all try when we was at my crib, that was 4C.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
that was 4C. 4C is fire.
4C.
Oh, I thought that was store.
No, nigga. 4C is like Lipton. It's his own shit.
I was never really a Kool-Aid nigga, bro.
Yeah, bro, you know the Kool-Aid that you with the twist-off cap?
That's disgusting.
Crazy.
Kool-Aid with the twist-off
cap. I was a Kool-Aid Jammers, though.
Kool-Aid Jammers is in the pack, the pouch.
Like the Capri Sun, right?
I can't drink that at my adult age, though.
It don't taste the same anyways. It don't taste the same anyways.
Oh, so they changed.
Yeah, they changed all the recipes and shit.
So that's why.
I don't know. So I had a 3-pack of Capri Sun, bro.
No, Capri Sun
is good. I'm talking about Kool-Aid.
Oh, Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid Jammers, they changed the recipe.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, that shit got 30% less sugar, too.
Oh, them just used to be sweet.
Remember when the blue raspberry just dropped?
Fuck up the blue joint. Blue joint was my
shit. When that shit just dropped, oh, that shit had the kids in on.
Which one was your favorite one? Which color? I fucked with the green.
The green was cool.
The green was cool.
The green was actually cool.
Was it orange? I fucked with the orange.
Orange?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't orange though. It was like
orange Kool-Aid, bro.
Kool-Aid Jammers.
I know they had like the red shit. Red shit was basic.
They ain't have an orange bag?
I don't know, bro. But the blue green was cool.
You remember the lemonade? Well, green was strawberry kiwi.
Yeah, strawberry kiwi.
I'm smoking dope. There was no orange, bro.
Yeah,
I just made that up.
No, they have orange.
They had
orange. It just wasn't like a package flavor.
Okay.
It was like a powder flavor.
Mm.
It wasn't in the pack, in the Kool-Aid Jammers?
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, so I just made that up, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You talking about this? The Twisty Cap one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That shit was fire, too.
Twisty Cap.
The Twist Caps.
That tastes like disgusting.
No, it was a certain one. Which Twisty Cap one that looked like this? The plastic shit was fire.
One of them chips was too tart, too sweet.
What you say?
He said this shit is too like sweet, too like.
That shit was too.
I hated grape though.
You didn't like grape Kool-Aid Jammers?
I hate grape everything.
Grape was fire, bro.
Grape was fire.
I hate grape everything though.
Come on, man.
I don't like grape. Grape is the most niggerish flavor and I don't like it.
I had some cranberry grape cranberry juice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's different. Anything you mix with cranberry kind of. You know,
that shit was
like cran, whatever.
Cranberry grape, some. I forgot what brand is.
Cran pineapple.
Nah, it's like some antioxidant brand. I don't even know what the fuck it is.
Fuck.
I'm gonna find it. That shit is fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had tropical punch, which was the light blue. We had blue. We had this one. Mm-hmm. We had cool kiwi strawberry,
mm-hmm.
grape, blue raspberry, and what else? That might have been it.
I faintly remember lemonade, bro.
There was a lemonade. Yeah, there was a lemonade.
And it was mad hard for me to get.
It was limited. It was super limited. I remember.
Mm.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I want to say that shit was good.
Yeah, it was cool. I think the blue raspberry hit the hood a little harder, but the lemonade was fire.
Blue raspberry.
Raspberry and blue.
Bro. Nigga, the blue ices. The blue ices, bro. Which one is those called, bro?
I forget, but this is fire.
Bro, them shits was long, bro.
This shit's fire.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kool-Aid lemonade.
I never had it.
Kool-Aid never jammers. Had it?
Yeah, this shit was super limited, though.
Damn.
Super in the Kool-Aid jammer pack.
Yes, it's the giant freezies.
The freezies, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the freezies, yep. Mm-hmm. Damn, is Freezies extinct? I haven't seen one in a minute.
That's out of rotation.
Bro, niggas losing recipes.
Yeah, bro, some don't shoot without the Freezies.
Yeah, bro.
Son, remember, oh my lord. I remember when I would come home from school, bro, it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I had a dollar. You could get a Freezy.
Facts.
You can get a quarter water.
Yep. Still get a bag
some sunflower seeds.
Some sunflower seeds and a bag of chips.
Gango.
Word. And some Sour Patch watermelons. The little Lucy's.
Nah.
You never had the singles? Like
I was
the
out of bread after the four things. All those just cost a quarter, bro.
Yeah,
nah, it was like it was like probably like 10 cents.
What was 10 cents?
Y'all dare
used the little, it was like one pack of watermelon.
Was 10 cents.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, what was it? So on Twitter, apparently New York is the only people that call quarter waters.
What's the other water? I mean, what's the other name?
I don't know. It's actually, it's like a,
hold on, probably some slavery shit.
Nah, they call it by like the name of the thing. I think it's called like Huggies or some shit.
Huggies?
Hugs?
Mm-hmm. Quarter juice. Water, man, because it's fucking quarter of a water.
Hug. Little hug.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, nigga, that's a quarter water.
A quarter fucking water.
The fruit barrels.
Yeah, hell yeah. That shit was ass too. Yeah,
niggas call it, niggas call it hugs or little.
Nigga, that's what diet juice tastes like.
I wasn't allowed
that's
to drink that.
That's what zero calorie
shit,
juice
though.
Tastes
I'm
like.
God gang, them hugs used to slap.
I wasn't allowed to drink them shits at all. Why not? I never had one.
How come?
I had like one on secret. That shit was disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, my mom wasn't allowed me to drink that
I
shit.
I fucked with them.
Quarter
I
water.
Fucked with these.
The nigga. Quarter waters?
And then remember these? Those was 50 cents. The bigger
the big,
hugs.
I remember the big shits. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember the bigger ones?
Remember? Oh yeah. This was 50 cent. I remember the big hugs. I didn't know it was the same shit. Yeah. I was thinking it was two different brands.
Yo, that's I must be a sick bitch then.
What?
Now y'all,
I'm hearing what y'all go to the corner store and corner store and get all this shit.
Well, it would be different. What would you get from the corner store when you was younger and you had a dollar?
Yeah,
J Lo.
Stupid ass orange drink. I was talking about J Lo. Remember when you ain't see that whole little thing where niggas was flaming J Lo,
Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, yeah, they was flaming her because she was like, yeah, like she was like, what's your favorite thing to get from the bodega from New York? And she was like, a ham and cheese, something else, and an orange drink. If you, you know.
I'm not the
and niggas.
Know.
Niggas from New York was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You
even ham and cheese was like, what the fuck are you
ham
talking about?
Cheese.
Ham and cheese is crazy.
Everybody was mad confused, and she was like, she was fiending to like come across like she was from New York. Like, girl, you've been out of New York for three decades now,
50 years.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Come on now, you're far removed. What are you talking about?
Hey, J-Lo.
Nigga, what you used to get from the corner store, gang? What you used to get? I'm concerned now. I'm
now, where? What you used to get, gang? What the fuck? What diabolical shit that you used to get?
$2.
Like, say you had $2.
So you had $4.
The corner store.
8 bags of chips.
That's crazy because no, that is $2. No, that was $2.
Oh no! No.
You wasted it. 8 quarters on 8 packs of chips,
no
nigga.
No way. No way. No, 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 no.
I swear to God, bro.
And what was your variety?
All right, what chips you got?
Bro, I
know you had the nacho twisties.
The nacho twisties?
Yeah, the nacho twisties.
I got the nacho twisties. I got the Utz Red Hot.
Uh-huh. Those is fire.
I used to get
the white and purple?
Yeah.
That's fire. Yeah, those is fire.
That's just Utz Red Hot. I was getting the Dipsy Doodle barbecue.
Get the fuck out of here. Why were you getting that?
No, that was heat. No, you're
get
bugging.
The fuck out of here.
You're bugging. You're bugging. You're bugging.
You used to stand at the bottom of the variety bag.
No, that's the regular
Dipsy
corn
Doodle
chips.
Barbecue, bro.
Nigga, the barbecue.
Y'all niggas used to eat Dipsy Doodle?
Bro,
I know exactly what y'all talk about. The wavy chip. The wavy
nigga,
corn
hell,
chip.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Bro.
Why were y'all eating Dipsy Doodles?
That's my fault.
Why were y'all eating
Dipsy Doodles? That shit was fun.
Nah, we here, gang. That shit was heat, bro.
Nobody was eating Dipsy Doodles, nigga.
Good, you had chips was in my belly,
yeah, nigga.
Their
shit
was,
nigga,
shits
was,
I was eating
their
shit
was stale, nigga. Their shit stayed there.
Yeah.
Why the fuck were y'all eating Dipsy Doodle?
Nigga, them shits was.
Oh, y'all about to piss me off.
This is the barbecue was fire.
Dipsy Doodle barbecue is fire, nigga. Yo. You like the fucking Frito?
Yeah, yeah, word.
No, that was
no, that's the queso.
The queso shit.
You know, it wasn't fucking barbecue.
I hate Fritos, barbecue
ones.
You don't like the honey
twisties?
Barbecue twisties? Not what really. The fuck?
Damn.
Nah,
it's
really.
Damn near the same thing.
It's the same shit, bro. That's why it's nigga. That's
damn,
your fire, bro.
Son.
I'll eat the Fritos barbecue before I eat Dipsy Doodles, though. Dipsy Doodles got a little more starch in that motherfucker.
Nah, bro.
Dipsy Doodles was hitting, bro.
Got a little more corn in it.
Honey barbecue.
Dipsy Doodles got
sure. Dipsy
a little
Doodles
more
hitting.
Motherfucking. Maze, whatever
the
Native Americans call it.
I get the honey hot puffs, whatever that shit was.
Nah, eating Dipsy Doodles was
right?
Yep. Crazy. I know exactly what y'all talking about.
Nigga, I will get this
stupid
shit
ass
today.
That stupid ass bag too. Stupid ass fucking bag. Nigga, I'll buy that shit after we leave.
With 8 bags, I get 2 of those bags, bro.
This stupid ass bag. That's what it looked like back in the day. This is what it looked like back in the day.
Yo, it was fucking ass bag.
Bro, I promise you, bro.
Hell no, y'all was eating. Them shits was good. You ever tasted one?
Yes.
You lying.
I swear, I had the original shits, though.
Exactly. You had the barbecue. You ain't have the barbecue.
Bro, this shit look like...
Bari, answer the question. Did you have the barbecue?
I think so. No, not lying. No, no, no.
You had it, bro?
No, no, no. Not like... Because I didn't have it religiously, but I'm pretty sure... I had that shit. It was ass, bro.
I don't believe you had it.
Niggas do not eat no Dipsy Doodles, bro.
Yes, they do.
Go around the hood and ask niggas if they eat Dipsy Doodles. Niggas will be like, what the fuck is Dipsy Doodles?
Alright.
But here, we gonna do a poll. But okay, continue though. So you
what you get?
That's a
you get Dipsy Doodles.
Two of them.
Barbecue. Yeah. Two of them motherfuckers.
The Nacho Twisters.
The Nacho Twisters.
You got two Dipsy Doodles?
Nigga, I would get four. The fuck?
Nigga, Dipsy Doodles.
Out of the two skimp ass dollars that you got, you get mad Dipsy Doodles.
Nigga, $2 used to get you some mad shit.
Yeah, bro. 8 bags of chips, and you go waste 4 of them on Dipsy Doodles, bro.
This is crazy.
This is crazy.
Nah, first of all, 8 bags of chips is OD. 8 bags of chips is OD. Because you could have got a beef patty with cheese with that. You could have got a beef. I used to get a beef patty with either cheese or pepperoni with my dollar.
Where back then?
Yeah, back then.
And you was a little ute?
Yeah, you
I never thought about shit behind the hot bar.
Really?
Didn't give a fuck about what was behind the hot bar when I was
eating. Literally, the hot food.
Hot food added chips and candy and icicles. That was it, bro.
A little beef patty with cheese.
I didn't get that until like I was like 15.
Yeah, where?
Really?
Until I got like 13. I started getting
that. Like 13, I was in like elementary school getting that motherfucker.
And I still wasn't getting food yet. I was just getting
it. Them bougie niggas, word.
Nah, hell no.
I'm saying the bougie niggas used to get that.
They put me on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The bougie niggas getting food.
Yeah, they put me on. They put me on. So, feel me?
Niggas did not care.
Nigga changed my life with a bagel and butter and jelly. I was like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Nigga, somebody changed my life with a bagel with cream cheese and jelly. Nigga, I remember I had a bagel with cream cheese and jelly.
That's the first sandwich first sandwich that put me on, nigga, it was pepper turkey.
Oh, no.
Mustard, mayo, cheese.
Nigga, if we don't get a honey turkey, call it a turkey.
Nigga, pepper turkey is way better than honey. Y'all are crazy. Yes.
I've never had it.
Pepper turkey is fire.
Pepper turkey, peppermint turkey.
To the basics,
yeah.
Gang.
Honey turkey,
nah, nigga. Honey turkey. Peppermint turkey is fire, bro.
Sausalito.
I think peppermint turkey and Sausalito damn near
same,
closely related. Yeah.
Okay. What's honey glaze? That's still honey turkey, nigga.
Yeah, honey turkey work.
Yeah.
You know what I hate about honey glazed turkey or honey turkey? The motherfucking outer rim used to be stiff as fuck.
Not me,
nigga. Y'all never had the little outer glazed rim just
like my
stiff
bites
up on you.
The way my bites work, I don't. Reach
it didn't register
the outer, like it don't register.
It didn't
bro.
Register.
It's already chewed.
Yeah. Nah, word. Because it was one time the fucking outer layer just it came out like a string. Yes, I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You know who used to do that to me? Stupid ass bologna in the yellow.
Exactly.
Stupid ass.
Exactly.
Shit,
same shit. Word. I know exactly
bullshit.
What you're talking about.
Bologna.
Nigga, remember the bologna in the yellow packet? Like it was like yellow.
Oscar Mayer.
Yep. Oh. I used to just eat bologna, gang.
Hey, I used to do that with salami.
Why? I don't know.
Salami. I eat like 18 salami.
I used to eat cheese.
I used to eat cheese too, bro.
What you mean?
Like a fucking rat.
Straight?
The fucking, the packet. The package. Cheese.
Like long cheese?
No.
Nah.
Oh.
The singles. Fucking,
the singles. The slices. The square slices.
Yeah, square slices. I used to eat cheese.
Where? Cheese was crack, bro.
OD crack back in the day.
No crack? Sort of, no crackers?
No, nothing, bro.
Mm-mm.
Straight cheese.
I used to just eat cheese.
Oh,
no.
Y'all niggas are monsters,
I used to just eat cheese, bro.
Where that motherfucker out the plastic? I used to rip it up a little bit, eat that shit.
Yeah, bro.
Or sometimes OD. When I was feeling like a savage, I'll just bite the cheese, gang.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Nah.
American cheese is a slap.
Way. What else you would get with your $2, bro?
Doritos. Doritos guacamole. I wasn't alive for that yet, bro. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Doritos guacamole was fire.
Oh, my God.
You never had
for
it?
I've had it. But for the longest while, I saw the bag.
Really?
The shit looked like it's dirt.
Oh, really?
Nigga, Doritos guacamole, that bag.
It's fire.
No.
The bag just looked
the bag
like it was trash.
Make the chip look trash.
That's the bag was fire.
No, I'm not going to lie.
No, bro.
That
bro.
Bag was green with the red.
I'm not going to lie. I still am like this to this day. Whenever I see something normal, but then I see like a variation that looks like crazy, I want to try it. Like say boom, you know how Lay's normally yellow bag. If I seen like a goddamn.
It didn't look like this before, bro.
It was never like that.
It was never like
okay, it was dark.
It was dark.
No, that was fire.
That's
dark
the new
green.
Shit.
The dark green.
Yeah, it was dark green.
Dark green. That shit was. Oh my God. No. Yes. No. It was even. I feel like it was darker.
It was darker.
I feel like it was darker, bro.
That's not. That's the new shit.
It had like the design.
Bro, it was this one, right?
Yes.
Let me
It was damn near this. It was damn near this. It was damn, bro. That shit was fire. It was damn near like
it was
that.
OD that. Yeah. It was OD that. The old Doritos bag.
It looked gross. But then I had one. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that shit good.
Yeah, that shit fire, bro.
Yeah. Whenever I see shit that's like, say Doritos, right? You used to the red and blue bag. Red and blue bag for mad years. Once I see a green bag, I'm like, nah, get the fuck out of here. I gotta try it. That's how I am all the time. Like, Sour Power, I'm used to the green and red. Or even like the green and red, pink, whatever. And then I saw blue.
Top tier candy.
I was like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. Right? I gotta try it. Like,
that's how I am.
Whenever I see some new flavor, some new color.
That's how I was with the I need to try it. Arizona. I was drinking that fucking nasty ass.
And then we saw the pina colada Coco, drop.
Pina colada.
I needed to try it.
Pina colada what?
Arizona.
Never had it.
No, you're lying. What? You're lying.
Yes, you
did. That shit shook the streets up.
That OD shook the streets up.
You're lying.
Everybody had that. Word.
Coco Lopez?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, I was about to say, yes, he had to, nigga.
That shit
was heat.
Hell yeah.
That shit was heat.
That had freshman year on the hill. Not to remember the fucking.
Yeah, word. Why did you know that?
Why is he got like four of them? Why is he got four of them models, bro?
Yo. Yeah. And they always just have the stupid ass come around the rim, bro. Oh my God.
Exactly, bro. Yo.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, nigga, that shit so crazy.
That shit look crazy,
no,
bro.
No, Diddy, that shit looked crazy, bro. It always had the freaking coconut on the rim. So it used to piss me off.
That shit was
You gotta shake it up real quick.
Shake it up, bro. That shit slap.
Shake it up real quick.
That shit was good as fuck.
Yeah. Facts. That shit shook the streets up.
They had a strawberry?
Yeah.
Let me see.
They got a pink bottle. Yeah, they got a pink bottle, bro.
I remember. Yeah, word.
Bro, I used to be wildin'. Shook
the streets up when they dropped that.
I used to be wildin'. They dropped that at the same time. They dropped that around the same time they re-released or like kind of put Flamin' Hot Cheetos back in the market. They dropped that shit around the same time because I used to be going crazy, bro, with that and Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos, don't get me wrong. Flamin' Hot Cheetos is good.
It's not better than Cheddar Jalapeno, though.
Cheddar jalapeno's good.
The Cheetos.
But I was never like a flaming hot nigga. Like flaming hot Cheeto. I was never that like nigga, that, nigga, bro.
I feel you.
Flaming hot
you.
Cheeto never.
Hot fries better. I feel you.
Y'all remember
that's
when.
That's why I used to get the hot fries too.
Fucking. Yeah, hot fries. No, hot fries is fire.
Hot fries
is OD. Yeah, hot fries. But y'all remember. Bro, hopefully I'm not. Y'all remember Arizona, right? When they was dropping the
flavors and shit.
You remember when they had the sparkling shit? Like it was like soda.
What?
And it had, I think it had Shaq on it. Bro,
oh I know he had a. I know you talking about.
They had some.
I remember Shaq was on
it
Arizona.
It was in a long can, and it was.
Yes.
It was sparkling.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know Shaq on it. Yes. It was an aluminum can.
Yes, bro.
Yo, I used to get those shits too.
What that
it was
shit
like
is called?
It was like soda. Me and Vlad used to be
hell
in the corner store.
Yeah, nigga.
Yes, nigga.
Hell yeah.
The Shaq's.
It was the Shaq sodas. Them shits was fire.
Them shits was heat.
Nigga, them shits was fire.
Yeah, bro.
I had them shits.
No. Not even just that, nigga.
It was flavors.
Shit.
It was flavors, bro.
This shit, nigga.
Yes.
This shit. What is this called? The cherry lime.
Bringing that shit
soda,
back.
The cherry lime.
And that shit had like the Brooklyn Bridge on it.
Yes, bro. Yes, it had flavors.
It was
the pina colada, the Shaq shit, and that.
Yo, Arizona was wild.
Bring New York back.
But he's not even Arizona, gang.
It's not.
No, they dead are.
It's Meet the Rickies. It's called Meet the Rickies.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's just in the same type of like. Oh, it is Arizona.
No, that's Arizona. Yeah, I was about to say, hell yeah, that gotta be Arizona.
That
shit was a dollar.
Arizona.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. Arizona was wild. Yeah, yeah.
The cherry. Yeah, that shit was fire.
Yes, bro. I knew I wasn't bugging, bro.
That nigga probably made breeze.
Bro, they was wilding up and around this time, bro.
Sheesh.
And these were fire.
Like, them shits was good.
Fire.
Them shits was dead good.
Back.
Where them shits at? Them shits not in the stores now?
Them shits is gone. This is out of there.
Blame Michelle Obama, son.
This is probably fucking terrible for you.
Michelle Obama for son.
I'm A-OK.
Fucking
word. I had a great time.
Michelle Obama implemented that healthy shit and fucked our whole shit up. Oh, my God.
Niggas as fat as ever today, though. America's still like the fattest.
You think so?
No,
are we?
We're like the we got the most fat people, bro.
No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
We that do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look what we got though. Oxtail empanada,
huh?
Oxtail empanadas and shit and shit like that.
Niggas is running out of like ideas.
Shit bust.
So everybody's just combining shit,
bro. McDonald's cool, here and McDonald's overseas different.
Different, right? That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Like food here, food over there, different. Like
Fanta.
Shit is over here, it's just processed.
Fanta Orange over here and Fanta overseas.
It's different, right?
Different, yeah.
Like if you go to fast food in the UK, bro,
mm-hmm.
Different.
Whack.
Different. I don't know if it's whack, never had it, but it's
probably
different.
Whack. I seen the video where the niggas from London was eating Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
niggas eating a bacon in it. They was like, whoa. Yeah, what is, it was tweet. It was fucking geeking.
They was really? Losing. Yeah, they was losing their shit. Over
Baconator, bro.
Baconator. They was geeking over Popeyes. They were geeking, bro. It was wilding, bro. They never had it a day in their life because they used to have toast and beans.
Shake Shack or Five bro. Guys.
And that's not even out. Yeah, that's not even our most pristine eats.
Bugging. Niggas would start bugging, bro. What the fuck?
I mean, America fact, you can't blame us, bro.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, bro.
Nigga, this food good.
Bro, seafood boil? It's crazy. New Orleans? Yo.
You had some experience with that. Though. Oh, yeah, when you went to New Orleans. Oh, bro. Yeah, talk about it, bro.
Seafood boil?
How was New Orleans?
New Orleans was great.
Yeah.
Like, we went... Oh, damn, I didn't talk about it last week. New Orleans was great, bro. Right, like, right, I went... Right. We had a great fucking time. Everybody's so nice, bro.
Oh, where?
Everybody's just be vibing, son. Mm-hmm. Everybody call you baby. Like,
baby.
What's going on, baby? Like, yeah. Everybody yeah, that yeah. call... That yeah. date call you that shit.
Yeah.
I was talking to the bartender. I thought she...
She was flirting.
You feel me? Yeah. I was like, yo...
Oh, yeah, TP.
But, nah, she was dead. Like, that's dead how.
We talk, mm-hmm. yeah.
Bro, we went to some shit called Super Sundays. If you're from New Orleans, you know it's called Super Sunday. Mm-hmm. Nigga, it's basically our like litnik.
Okay.
But New Orleans style. So right. like they had like the band on the stage and
oh,
shit.
That's
they was
nice.
Playing the music,
music
and
shit.
And it, bro, the shit was not, I liked it.
It was a vibe.
It was a vibe, bro. Mm-hmm. Like we was outside, bro. Like we was doing touristy shit and like
real
New Orleans
culture
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So the food was mad good. We went to Mondays. We went to all the TikTok places, whatever.
Oh, okay. Right?
We went on a fucking swamp tour.
Nice.
This motherfucker was feeding the alligators marshmallows. Nigga kissed the alligator on the mouth and shit.
Okay.
He gave an explanation to why he fed the motherfucker marshmallows. I forget. Don't know. But yeah, went on the swamp tour. Shit was cool. Whatever. Mm-hmm. New Orleans was cool. Whatever. Everybody was like, yo, on the last day, they was like, yo, they want to go get a seafood boil. Bro, I'm not a seafood type
yeah,
of nigga,
yeah.
bro.
You dead don't like seafood, bro.
I actually don't like it, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga, give me some salmon. Give me some fried fish.
Yeah.
I'm Gucci. Anything else coming from the sea, bro, get that shit out my face. But everybody wants to go get a seafood boil. That's their shit. I shut the fuck up. I didn't want to be a Debbie Downer or whatever. Right. I didn't want to kill the vibe.
Right, fuck it.
Fuck it, let's go. I've had a seafood before. Didn't like it. I'm just thinking maybe...
It's not for me type shit?
I'm just like, yo, I just don't like seafood.
Right.
We go to some, I forget what the name of the seafood boil spot was. These motherfuckers is ordering the fucking, nigga, they got some sauces. It was like honey garlic,
mm-hmm.
fucking Cajun, okay. fucking, mm-hmm. fucking spicy, mm-hmm, fucking mm-hmm. something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was like another mix where it's like all of them together.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, so I'm looking at the menu, bro. I'm like, all right. Lobster's all
right. Right.
Y'all know my gripe with fucking crab. I hate crab. Like, crab yeah. tastes good.
It just takes mad work.
It takes too much shit. Work, too much bro. Shit. Yeah.
I be hungry. I be yeah, starving, yeah. bro. Trying to get the crab yeah, crabby. Fucking show. Yeah. So I see it was like you get half a snow. It was like you get two snow crabs, two mm-hmm. king crabs, some shit. It was like something. You get yeah. a half pound of shrimp, some fucking crawfish.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, let me get that shit, bro.
Okay.
I was like, let me get that. Let me try it, bro.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
I go on, I asked Vlad, and mind you, the seafood boy was Vlad's shit.
Nigga, yeah,
Vlad taking nigga. Off all his shit. Nigga preparing himself mentally and stuff for the seafood boy. Nigga getting all comfortable. Nigga Vlad said, let me get this, that, and the third. Put his gloves on all nice, not put his bib on. Mind you, we all did that, but I don't know. It's just something about a nigga that eats yeah. seafood boil.
Yeah.
You just got it. Just I don't know.
It looked different.
It just looked different. Like he was,
looked like a veteran.
Yeah, bro. It just looked different, bro. Right. So, yeah. So I'm chilling. I'm like, okay. Like I'm putting my bib on, my gloves on, or whatever. I had the food, nigga. Fly rubbing his hands and shit. Right. And then the other girls, they like, yeah, we about to fuck this seafood boil up,
mm-hmm.
nigga.
Oh, you chilling?
I'm chilling, bro. Girl brought me the sauce on the side,
oh, okay.
and they told me like, "Yo, when you get to see when you eat a seafood boil, you gotta go in. Like, you gonna get messy, bro.
Yeah, nah, you dead get messy.
And ain't no seafood boil, ain't no time to be cute.
Facts.
So I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm going in, nigga. I eat my lobster.
Uh-huh.
Lobster's all right.
All right. Yeah. mm-hmm. It's lobster.
Yeah, lobster.
Bro, lobster. Can't do much.
Bro, niggas don't really be seasoning that motherfucker
yeah,
like
at
me.
All.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Fucking lemon, squeeze some lemon
yeah,
on that bitch.
Yeah, bro, lobster's alright, bro. Yeah, like, bro. Y'all be lobster,
it's not that
bro.
Good.
Lobster's alright. Nah, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Had me a shrimp. I just don't like shrimp, bro. Okay. I used to love shrimp.
Yeah.
Something happened.
You don't like
that. With my taste buds. I don't like the texture of shrimp.
Did you have shrimp when I was at my crib?
Nope.
Okay.
That shit was fire.
Yeah, nope. Mm-mm. That spot that we went to, that barbecue spot, I don't know if you came with us on. It's on Bushwick Avenue.
Yeah, I can.
I think they closed.
Yeah, I can.
Nigga, they fried shrimp was fire.
Yeah, coconut shit.
Yeah, the coconut fried shrimp. That shit was fire. That was good. But I'm not a shrimp nigga. I had the shrimp. I was like, I don't like this shit, bro. I had the crawfish. Pop open the crawfish head. Mind you, the crawfish, it's a cockroach, nigga.
I don't know what the fuck that is, bro.
That's a cockroach, bro.
I hate crawfish.
Nigga, in the body of the crawfish, ain't no meat in that motherfucker. It's really just the head. You eat it. That's it.
Yeah.
It's a little something. It's a little something. That's why it's mad and crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know why niggas be going so crazy.
I thought crawfish was like a smaller shrimp, whatever, and it was like the same substance.
That shit got a little smidgen of fucking meat in that motherfucker.
Word.
Whatever. Nigga, I get to the crab. Cracking the crab. Crack, biting. Little piece of crab here. Little piece of crab here. Other piece of crab stuck in the shell.
Yeah, that shit is annoying.
Shit was blowing mine to the max, gang. And I was hungry, bro.
I know you was hungry. Like, yo, why the fuck did I order this shit?
I said, yo, excuse me, nigga. I got broccoli in my seafood boil. Nigga, I had egg in my seafood boil. I had potato in my seafood boil. I got right with the broccoli, the egg, the potato.
You didn't get
gang.
No sausage?
Huh?
You didn't get the sausage?
Nah, fuck sausage.
Okay, I don't eat that shit. Okay.
And then I said, excuse me, miss, let me get some hush puppies, please.
Yes.
The fuck? Nigga, I ate hush puppies, potato, broccoli, corn.
Nigga, it was just mad starch.
And the boiled egg.
Yeah, the boil, yeah. That was it, right, for you?
That was it, bro.
Super Bowl, that's overrated.
Bro, honestly, bro, if you're doing that, people who, oh my gosh, Super Boy, bro, y'all are just pretending, bro. Like, y'all deadass don't enjoy that. Like, y'all are doing that just to be down.
You think so?
Like, y'all are doing that just because.
For the aesthetic
of
it.
Oh, yeah, ooh, seafood boil, ooh. Mind you, what aesthetic it gives, don't fucking know. Your shit stink.
Nah, that shit go crazy, bro.
You like it? That shit tastes good too. That shit's fire.
I've had one seafood boil that was dead ass fire, and that's because I had sausage with it, potatoes.
Nigga, I had all that minus stuff. The fucking sausage.
But the sauce.
I had all that. Nigga,
I was like, this shit good.
The sauce. Nigga, I was dumping
and
it
then,
in the sauce.
I don't know. My crab
shit was mid.
For some reason, the crab I had actually had some good shit. So it was cool.
Oh, you had a good crab.
I had a good cluster, bro. Okay. I was like, shit. Okay. So it was cool. I get that shit like an 8.7 out of 10. I was like, this is good.
Mind you, I've had crab where, like, nigga, when you break it, the whole crab, whatever, you dip it in the sauce.
Yeah, bro.
Nigga, the shit's mid.
I feel you. Nah, crab is not that great, bro.
Crab, lobster, seafood is as mid as
crab is fire
food can
pasta.
Get, bro.
You think so? Huh? I hate it in pasta, bro.
Really? When I'm eating, like, crab cake.
Yeah, like, when I have, like, crab cakes or, like, crab Alfredo.
Bro, that's fire. Disgusting.
You're crazy fire.
Bro, crab, any type of seafood in a pasta, mac and cheese, get that shit out of here.
Shrimp?
Bro,
in pasta?
Anyone.
Is fire.
Shrimp, pasta,
a
mac
shrimp
and cheese.
Rasta,
you like a shrimp rasta pasta? Yes, you do.
I'd rather get tofu.
Come on. I'd rather eat a shrimp rasta pasta than a tofu rasta pasta. You niggas give me a tofu rasta pasta?
I mean, I'm flipping that shit over, bro.
But no.
I'm upset.
It's not the same. They make the rasta pasta, then they add the big ass shrimp on top of that shit. It's not in it.
Oh,
sometimes like, they add to it. Sometimes they shuffle that whole up.
Nah, for me, they I don't know.
What they just
you know you're right.
It's the shrimp. It's
the
shrimp.
The big ass, but
yeah,
rasta pasta different though.
Yeah, right. It is different because it's pasta with shrimp on top, like it's shrimps.
Even tastes different with the seafood. But like I'm talking about like pasta, like linguine, Alfredo with seafood. That shit tastes like ass.
Really?
Ocean. Water. Mm-hmm. It tastes disgusting. I hate that shit, bro.
Not when I be having it.
I don't know. Maybe I haven't had it from the right place, bro.
I don't know. Well, the only place I ever even have crab is Red Lobster. Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only place I even have crab.
Okay.
But outside of that, I be making like shrimp linguine, but like my mom be chefing it up with I be making it.
That home cook is different.
Nah, word. When you get it from outside, that shit
tastes like ass, bro. I hate that shit.
It's bland as fuck.
Okay.
Especially when I go to like Red Lobster and I wanted like shrimp linguine. That shit was bland. That
shit
I needed salt. I needed everything to fucking spice that shit up.
Home cook is
home cook ones, yeah.
You're right. You're definitely right.
Bro, seafood's mid.
Seafood not that great.
I'm a shrimp kind
of
guy.
It's not
I like
that
shrimp
great.
And I like shrimp, fish, and crab.
Fried.
Word.
Gotta fry my shrimp.
Like, like, it wasn't nasty.
But it wasn't great.
But it wasn't worth all the work I had to put in to actually get food.
Enjoy the food.
And it just, the taste just wasn't that fucking great. Like, it wasn't, oh my goodness, this is some nice seafood. No, nigga, the shit was mid as hell. Like, it was as mid as you can get.
As you can get, right? I felt that, bro.
I would have rather went to, like, Waffle House or some shit, nigga. I'm dead ass. I would rather have a fucking 4-for-4 gang.
Than a seafood bowl?
I swear. Like if niggas was like, yo, I'm offering you a free seafood boil, king crab, snow crab legs, whatever the fuck. All that shit. 4-for-4? Nigga, or a 4-for-4? Give me the Wendy's, bro.
Wow. Okay, you just have a disdain.
Give me the Wendy's. If you ask me, like, oh, seafood boil, top tier seafood boil, or your pick of Wendy's or Popeye's, gang?
Nah, seafood boil, I mean, seafood is...
Nigga, give me the Wendy's, give me the Popeye's, bro.
You can't do much with seafood. I mean, you can. You ever had seafood empanada from Mama? Okay. Empanada Mama? No? All right.
I ain't never had that either.
Okay, all right.
No, always been chicken.
Damn.
No.
All right, I can't. No. I won't even argue.
Nigga, I've had seafood options of things. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I got crawfish nachos.
Oh, no. So that's on you.
No. I know. I know it's on me.
You fucked up with that one.
They had nothing else.
They didn't have it without the crawfish.
They ran. Nah, they had.
They had rice.
They did. No, I'm saying I wanted nachos.
Oh, you want nachos? Oh, okay.
And they had like crab nachos. Fucking. Nigga, they had every type of seafood nachos.
You chose crawfish.
They only had crawfish.
Okay. I was about to say, nigga, I was hungry.
Man, okay. You couldn't be like, yo, take the crawfish.
Yeah, bro, hell no. So I ate them fucking crawfish nachos, gang.
Yeah, crawfish not my, yeah. I'm not a real seafood critter eater.
Yo, bro, them shits are bugs.
Yeah.
Them crawfish shits are cockroaches and shit, bro. Fuck seafood, gang.
All right.
Fuck seafood.
I'm not mad at it.
Dead ass.
All right.
New Orleans was cool though. I like it. Like, it was a nice vibe there. Barbecue was fire. It was packed as usual. Nigga, we went on the fucking balcony.
Nice.
We was waving bees like, show us your titties. Nah, we didn't do that. But we had the bees though.
Did y'all see any?
Did we see titties?
Yeah.
No. People wasn't drunk yet.
Mm.
Yeah. People wasn't drunk yet.
Got you.
But yeah, I was drunk as hell. I had me like, I ain't gonna lie, I had one grenade, bro.
Yeah,
you did. Was gooch.
Oh, word.
I was gooch.
Yo, oh, I wow. said, yeah.
I had one grenade. Oh, I was good. Man. I didn't need another one after that.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, bro. That ass, you don't need one of them shits. Nigga, if you have more than one of them shits, bro, something wrong with you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Not even after like a prolonged time, nothing?
Oh, no. Me personally, they didn't have a on the rocks option.
Okay.
It was really only the slushy. Slush.
Damn. Yeah, I don't like slushy.
I'm not about to have... Two, three slushies of liquor.
Come on, son. Nah, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're OD.
Fucking child.
Yeah, you're OD.
Dead ass.
Yeah,
you're OD. Niggas don't eat, like, drinks frozen margaritas.
No. Nigga. Yo.
Yeah, give me one frozen marg. Yo. Good. Yeah, I'm switching
niggas
up on the rocks, bro.
Who get frozen margs piss me off, bro. What the fuck is that?
I would have a frozen marg, though.
Why?
Nah, you don't like a frozen marg?
Why?
Maybe. I want a little chill.
It's a little chill. For me on a nice summer day.
Yeah, it's
a nice summer day.
Nah, give me the liquor, nigga. Like,
it's dead less liquor.
Yo, nigga, it's ice, bro.
It's dead less liquor. It's dead less liquor if you get the frozen. Yeah. I'll get a little frozen, maybe two.
Yeah.
I'll get a little frozen.
All right, cool.
And 15 minutes later, get another one. But nah, after that, give me on the rocks, bro. Don't give me too much ices, bro.
Yeah, my stomach starts hurting.
Yeah, it's going to piss me. Yeah, bro. It's going to piss me.
Literally, damn. What the fuck?
Oh, niggas is old as hell. All right, moving on.
Yes.
J. Cole drop.
Yes, my delete. Okay.
Before we talk about J. Cole dropping,
we had an earthquake today.
We had a fucking earthquake today. We had a fucking earthquake, bro.
Bro, where was y'all at when that shit happened?
I was out.
Crib.
I was at work.
I was in the crib.
Oh my God, bro. I was so happy. In the crib too. Oh my God, because I work at a bank, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know, because where I work, I'm on a corner. So I don't know if it's because I'm on a corner or whatever, but that shit felt like a fucking move. You know in a movie when shit be shaking and shit be dropping?
Yeah.
That's like what happened to the bank. Yeah, I was like, Everybody in the bank was like, what the fuck? Niggas, niggas that had to grab on to something.
Had to hold on.
Yeah, bro. I was like, oh, what the fuck? I thought my building was about to collapse. I was about to be so hyped, bro. I was like, oh my God. Because, bro, I want my building to fall for like.
Wait, you in it though, nigga?
I would have found a way. Yep. And if I got caught in the rubble, hopefully I'd have been, I think I'd have been Gucci. Because I could have went under my desk. I feel like I'd have been Gucci, bro. Yeah. So, I was thinking about nothing else. I was like, oh, this shit collapsed, bro. Yeah. But yeah, that shit was kind of crazy. I didn't know it was an earthquake. I just thought.
Bro, I thought it was over. Like, nigga, I was chilling in my crib.
You was in your room?
Hell yeah, I was in my room. I was in bed watching TV. Nigga, all I start feeling is shit. Nigga, yo, bro.
Nah.
The entire house was shaking. Bro,
that shit was crazy.
The shit was shaking, yeah, bro. And I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I understand in movies when motherfuckers freeze up, bro.
Like, damn, maybe them niggas wasn't dragging it.
Because, bro, as the building, like, as the, I said the building, as my house was shaking.
Yo, that shit felt crazy.
I didn't want to make no sudden movements. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, that shit.
Because I was like, yo, if I hop out of bed and this shit collapse. Because, like, I don't know, my added pressure. I don't fucking know, bro. Yo. I stood by ass in bed, bro, and my sheet clutched up like that, bro.
That shit was powerful, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the fuck?
I started praying to God immediately, bro. I thought it was over, bro. I thought it was over. I was like, yo, this place coming down.
Yeah.
that was crazy, son.
Bro, OD, I was home, and I was on my phone. Cooling on my phone. It was mad quiet. Like, it was quiet. Like, because, you know, when you're on, like, your Fire Stick, it's just nothing there no more.
Yeah.
So, it's just flipping through. So, I'm on my phone. Right next thing I know, I'm just... Bro, I'm looking, I'm like, okay, at first I'm like, I looked at him, I'm like, yo, is there a tree about to fall?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I'm like, yo, is there a truck about to crash? Nigga, like, I was thinking about bro, in a split second, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is happening, bro? Bro, I look at Lola, my dog Lola. Yeah. Bro, I look at Lola, I was like, dog, again. Oh, I was like, yo, Ma, I was like, Ma, basement now. Like,
oh,
I never ran down some steps. You know how my steps,
yeah,
bro,
yeah.
I was downstairs before that shit finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know that shit wasn't that long, but I was downstairs before that shit. My mom would just run. I'm like, bro, no fucking way. Mm-mm. I went outside, nobody was outside. Like, nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah.
Or,
like, I went out on my block looking around, like, to see if niggas. I wanted to talk about it with somebody, bro. Facts. Nobody came outside.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas just stayed home, like, they was cooling. I'm like, nah.
I looked outside my window. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Word.
I was like,
bro.
And then my friends, see, that's so funny, bro. Some shit happened, niggas just grabbed their phone.
Grab
their phone.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah. I was like, all right, cool. I was a fucking.
Yeah. Yo, I thought it was just me.
Yeah.
That's something like my older, my little brother. I was like, I thought everybody was cooling. No. Like, that shit caught me off guard, out of the middle transaction. I was like, wow.
That's the best day.
I was like, this is amazing. I look at my phone, I see everybody, I'm like, I look at my phone, I said, So I was like, fuck, everybody, I was tight, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I was so mad when
and that shit was stationed in Jersey, so Jersey, that shit felt wicked in Jersey, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he was probably worse, because.
Yeah, I was shook. Like, because it was shaking. I'm like, yo, and I just started seeing my ceiling fan.
Oh my
Once
God.
I saw my ceiling fan shit, I was like, nah, get the fuck out of here. I'm out. Like, I was out, bro. I was out of there.
But how the fuck did we get earthquakes? I heard we don't got TikTok. We don't got that shit or something. What the fuck is going on?
I really don't know.
Nigga said, nigga said we don't get that fucking shit. We don't get fucking plates in there. What's going on?
We don't get plates. It's pissing me off. What the fuck do you mean we don't get plates?
Bro, I don't know, gang. So that's what niggas.
Touching or something.
I know what he mean, but he's like, I thought we don't get that shit. Nigga, we live on them. Like, what do you mean we don't get it? Yo. Oh my gosh, son.
Yo, what the fuck, son?
I don't know where the tectonic plays like land.
Yeah.
As opposed to like in different states of the fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, nigga.
I don't know how none of that works.
It's all underneath. It's miles and miles underneath, bro. Nah,
that's crazy. I feel like this ain't it, bro.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I feel like this ain't it, bro.
You think it's more?
I'm about to get hail next.
Hail?
Yeah, bro.
Like severe? Hailstorm?
Oh, yeah, we had one before, right?
Yeah, like 2011.
Type shit. Oh,
I thought you were talking about another.
But it wasn't crazy.
Was it bad?
It wasn't
crazy.
You
talking about something bad?
Yeah, I'm talking about like
a hailstorm. I don't remember like a hailstorm. I don't remember.
And I don't remember niggas' cars was fucked up. I'm talking about a hailstorm.
Oh, nah.
I don't want that. Don't say that. My V, I was going outside, but I'm saying like.
I don't got to drive in garage, bro.
Me neither, bro.
Me?
I don't.
If something happened, can I like.
Insurance, yeah, facts.
You don't cover the whole motherfucker?
Yeah, they got to.
I ain't bet.
Because that's a natural disaster. Mm-hmm. So. Word.
But yeah, J. Cole dropped.
Yeah.
What he dropped? Might delete later?
Might delete later.
Did we listen to everything?
I listened to most of it, not everything.
I listened to one song.
I listened to one song.
7 minutes.
Seven minutes.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm here for, brother.
Let's discuss.
I am here for the rap beef.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All that other bullshit.
Goodbye.
Well, no, not goodbye, but like.
It could wait.
It could wait. Not right now, nigga.
I feel you.
I want the beef. Give me beef.
He was shooting. I feel like he was shooting. Like the tracks I was hearing, it was like he was dead ass throwing jabs each track, like subtle jabs. But the 7 minutes, Joe's like, okay,
it's clearly for Kendrick.
But he was dead throwing jabs. At one point, I'm like, yo, this nigga talking about Drake too. Like, what he was saying? He was saying basically he was on some by myself type shit.
Mm-hmm.
He was really like, it sounded like he was talking about Drake because he was at one song he was like. You niggas think you El Chapo calling hits from below. He would say some shit. I was like,
yeah.
Could this be about Drake? Because it sounded like it was just for Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, this nigga might, this J. Cole might do the one where he's like, fuck everybody, just me.
I think all three of them niggas need to do that. If Drake's going to participate.
He is.
Okay.
Taking too long.
No, I got my social media. He's about to drop.
J. Cole took what? 2 weeks? A week?
That's not
a
bad.
Week? A week? J. Cole took a week.
That's not bad. Drake not going to drop till probably like May though. Sources, my sources say.
May?
That's what my sources say.
You already lost.
May is OD.
You think so?
May is OD.
You already lost.
Why you say that?
May is two. That's too far. That's too far, bro.
You think rap beef has to be handled right under there?
Okay. May is next month.
And this month just started.
It just started.
And it's the beginning of April.
Yeah.
And like that dropped at the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
May, you're dragging it.
You think so?
Yep.
Yeah.
May, you're dragging it.
So what's the...
There's no specific like time frame.
Okay.
But over a month you're ODing.
That's too far. Yeah. You think niggas gonna forget?
Yes. No. Oh. Imagine some nigga pull up on you and smack the shit out you. You take your ass on the MTA train, take 2 hours to get home, and you go on IG Live talking about something. Yeah, fuck out of here, you pussy. Like, come on, bro. You had the nigga right there.
I don't know. I feel like there's no timetable against your look back. So it was like,
I don't think so. So if the nigga Drake respond next year, you think that's still fine?
All right, next year is okay. It's like, all right, wow.
So but like, I'm over a month not?
I feel like over a month in this situation is not crazy. A month later is not 30 days, bro. 30 days, bro.
Mm-mm.
Rent due.
It takes you 30
days.
How long
we want, get some, how long we want this beef to be, bro?
I mean, the summer, right?
Bro, that sounds crazy. I want a winter by like September. Game.
You
want
to win, but imagine Drake respond in May where like shit start getting warm outside.
He didn't take that long to respond to Meek.
Word. But Meek is different.
He gave Meek 3 days.
Meek is different.
He dropped charged up and then 3 days later dropped back to back.
And but Meek dropped right after that too. Meek didn't waste no time
this
either.
This was a different time. Different era. Different Drake. Different situation.
How?
2015, 2016, Drake still has something to prove. He don't have nothing to prove right now.
Yeah. If you're the greatest rapper, like you claim to be.
I think he claims to be the greatest to ever do hip hop. I don't know if he claims the greatest rapper. I don't know. Maybe he does. I don't know. I just feel like with 2015, 2016... A lot of shit was involved. Like, I ain't gonna lie. A nigga come at me and was telling me, like, my album was mid, light pack. All right. A nigga talking about, yo, Drake got pissed on by T.I. I'm dead responding now. Fuck you mean? It's a different situation, I feel. I feel.
Quick question. What's he talking about? Which project was he saying was a light pack? The mixtape?
For All the Dogs.
Your best
No, your best work is a light pack.
Work is a light pack.
That's what you said, right?
Yeah,
that's
what you said. Which project are we talking about? Are we talking about
what's his best work? Later? Take Care?
Are we talking
Take Care, Views?
I don't know, because he said a light pack. So what I'm thinking is he's talking about a mixtape.
You think his best shit is a mixtape?
No, that's what I think that nigga like, saying. Like, what is K-Dot saying?
Oh.
What is
K-Dot like saying? The bar.
Right. Your best work is a light pack. Oh,
like, you saying him, he's saying, like, yo, your best work is actually a light pack. And right. It's not like your best work, Take Care, is a light. Oh, I see how you're viewing it, how he's saying it.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
I was viewing it way different than, I didn't even think about that.
How was you viewing it?
I was viewing it as him saying, like, yo, your best work was, like, light. Like, that shit was light. Like, Take Care was high. I'm not saying, like, your best work was actually a mixtape or your best work wasn't even one of your albums. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking about that. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about him, like, oh, that your best work.
Thinking? That's what I was thinking.
That's so clever. That's so clever to think about
it. I thought about kind of like how you thought about, like, your best work does not match up to, like your best work, nigga, anybody could have done it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I thought about it. Like, your best work was some reg shit, like.
Yeah.
Well, like didn't stand the test of time. I don't know. Right. Your best work was on some regular, like regular.
Yeah, that's how I thought about it. That's how I thought about it too.
Yeah, light pack. I viewed that as like best work is like a not an actual studio album, but it was in fact a mixtape.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think about that.
That's less degrading.
So Far Gone.
So Far Gone, right?
That shit was fire though. That's crazy.
So Far Gone was the mixtape.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's less
jabby.
Yeah,
right?
Word. That's less of a shot.
No, I'm just saying how I thought he said it. I'm just saying how I thought he meant it.
No, yeah, I'm just saying that sounds like less of a shot, which I don't feel like he was doing.
Yeah, it does sound like less of a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So then light pack, your shit was whack, basically. Your best work was trash, is what he was basically saying. A light pack.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck's a light pack?
Light work, like easy, like.
Like a light easy pickings, pack like of
that
work.
That should get packed up easily.
Easily, yeah.
Okay. So,
nigga, we know what light pack mean. That's our lingo.
I think that's old, no?
Light pack?
Light pack.
I mean, you know.
Is that a drug innuendo?
I don't use that. I don't say really? Light pack.
Mm-mm. I never use light pack.
Have you ever heard it?
Is that a light drug pack. Innuendo, bro? Like, is that like when niggas like, oh, that's a light pack
that's
of work?
That's New York lingo.
A light pack of
is
work.
Is it for real?
Yeah,
like a light pack is like a like you got some work, but that shit is really like.
Not well, it is kind of. I think it is a drug innuendo because light pack low key, it's kind of stemmed from weed. I think
or like cocoa, whatever. Like that shit not really. Because it ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
So how do we feel about the 7-minute
drill?
Drill.
I feel like Cole was in the right direction. Everybody's going against him. Like, oh, this what you responded with. But I feel like that nigga gave Kendrick really gave Cole played it in a way where it was like, I'm gonna drop these 11 songs because I know y'all niggas waiting for me to say something,
mm-hmm.
but let me get my streams up.
Mm-hmm.
Drop this shit real quick. So,
what do you think of the track itself?
This track itself, I think it's a good track. I think it's solid. I think it's a solid track. Because, like I said, I like the long game better than just the, I'm coming with full throttle.
Because
you just never know. And so you got to see what niggas really hitting
test
for.
The waters
you
out.
You got to test the waters out.
You got to scope the scenery out.
Because K-Dot didn't really do a song. He did the verse.
Right.
So it was like, all right, I'm not about to respond with a whole song. Then that nigga wait. Because I think that's what K-Dot wanted. Niggas respond with a song because he know he got a better song. Cause if it's like, say J. Cole responded with a song instead of 7-minute drill, like that is a song. But like, say like an actual
diss dedicated to
this, like this is a diss that niggas won't even stream this shit. It's just a diss.
Mm-hmm.
And K-Dot got a better diss. J. Cole lost,
right?
Automatically.
I feel like you're just prolonging your L then.
Well, we don't know. Cause niggas already saying, oh, he lost.
Do you trying
off
to,
a
so,
verse?
So you trying to say J. Cole wants the ball to be in his court?
That definitely.
Like if Kendrick respond
now, J.
to
Cole
some
could,
crazy shit,
he could.
I'm pretty sure Kendrick got something else though.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If Kendrick don't respond to this, then it's like,
well, I don't feel like
because niggas
if Kendrick
niggas,
don't respond to seven
nigga did all that for nothing.
Yeah, no, I don't feel like that.
I feel like that
really
nigga, yeah
if
because
you, if J. Cole say this, coming at your albums.
Yeah, and like I said, that shit was.
Nigga say your arm's too short. Like, you've been saying this all these years, like, oh, you at competition and you with all the smoke and all this, da da da, you the best ever, and niggas respond and you don't say nothing, bro.
No, not even that. I get that perspective. But I feel like if Kendrick don't respond to seven minute drill, because 7 minute drill, I feel like he did not say enough.
Bro, that nigga said he will kill that. That nigga said,
swat him like a fly, some shit.
He said that. Then he was like Nino did G Money. I'm gonna hate to do it. I'm gonna kill you, nigga. Like right. He literally, like, bro, it wasn't like OD, like, boom, nigga, boom. Like, yeah. That shit was cold. But
yeah,
Cole wasn't like,
no, yeah.
I feel like. A nigga told me he gonna kill me like G Money to Nino, and my albums was fucking gassed up. Nigga, I'm getting the booth.
Yeah.
Fuck all y'all niggas. I'm getting the booth. What you mean my albums got my best albums gassed up? Fuck you. Get in the booth. That's how I feel. I don't know.
Yeah, I get that. I was just saying, like, low key Cole shit wasn't like a.
I thought it was mid.
What y'all wanted?
Not mid, but like a little like calm. Like, I feel like it's just. Well, calm is mid.
What was.
You wanna know why I wanted something like. Fire, because even though Kendrick like started it off, he started it off so
like, at the top here, full throttle type shit,
like that. The production on that shit, and then just the way he just came
the,
in,
the delivery,
that,
and shit.
Like the delivery with that, shit. He was just like it. That shit was, bro. That shit was fire, and he really like. Broke the internet, nigga.
Yeah, he shook
like,
the table.
Nah, definitely.
Nigga broke the table, word.
Yeah, so it's like you come with 7 minute shooter and then, I mean, I said 7 minute shooter.
Mm-hmm.
7 minute drill.
Yeah.
And the bars, like the, like, I didn't get the same, like, feeling.
Right.
I got.
With like that. Cause you know what? Like that was unexpected, bro. Like, niggas.
It was unexpected, but J. Cole didn't say nothing. He just dropped this shit.
Facts. True. Very true.
You feel me?
Very true.
I'm listening to 7 minute drill. What song was that? ABCDEFG. I don't take no L shit.
I don't know, bro.
That shit sucked.
He said that?
Nigga said ABCD something, something, something. What's. He was looking like on some.
Somehow
what's that?
He don't take an L. Yeah.
What's that? Because I don't know what that is. Because I don't take L. Some
he
shit,
said
bro.
That in the song.
Yeah, bro. He said that. Bro.
I listened to some old.
Yeah, bro. He said that, bro.
Wow.
I don't know if it was on 7 minute drill, but nigga on 7 minute drill, this nigga said. Bro,
what
shit
is a 7 minute?
Just weak sauce. Bro.
What is a 7 minute drill? Is that like a connotation or something? Is that a little something?
But no? apparently he wrote it in 7 minutes or some shit.
Oh, okay.
I don't fucking know. But ain't nobody tell you do that. I ain't tell you do that shit. Ain't nobody tell you do it in 7 minutes.
Yeah, like,
nigga, you better think along your
arms. Flaunting your fucking skills.
You
nigga,
fuck
out. Trying to flaunt skills, like.
Try to do that shit in 7 minutes. Fuck out of here.
Come on.
Fuck out of here, bro. But, like, I don't know. I'm just listening.
You wanted energy.
I wanted energy.
He was chilling on the track. I'm gonna lie. His delivery was like.
He was chilling. But even, like, you're chilling. It got a hit, though. Like, I don't know. It ain't. His delivery was just like on some man.
Chill shit. Yeah. You're a bum type shit.
Yeah.
Like nigga covers yeah.
Nigga said your first album was classic, your last album was tragic. Yeah. Nigga.
What are you talking about?
Like not even on some like what are you talking about? But like, come on, J. Cole, bro. Like
you're J. Cole.
You're J. Cole, bro. Yeah. Nigga, I could have said that shit.
I feel you, bro.
Nigga, I could have said that shit. Nigga, I could have wrote that shit last night.
I feel you, bro. Okay, I see where you're coming from.
But, like, also, you know, people will be like, well, what would you want from a diss? Nigga, we have plenty.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty.
We have a whole, we have, like.
Reference. Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of shit to
give us an example of
exactly.
What a diss.
We have tons of examples of what the fuck we want in out a of diss. A fucking diss.
Bro, like, yeah, like we spoke. Well, it wasn't a diss, but they swapped tracks.
Who?
Kendrick and Cole.
Kendrick and Cole swapped tracks. On what was that, Black Friday?
And they both spazzed. Well, I feel like J. Cole's shit was better than this.
J. Cole's
Black
All
Friday
right
shit,
cover, whatever the fuck.
It's better than this.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't this energy, right?
On
those tracks.
That was really on some like
rapping.
On some who got
the best,
on Black Friday, they both was trying to
compete. They was more competitive.
Each other.
They weren't dissing each other. They was like,
yeah, they were just trying to out-rap each other.
That was like a one-on-one.
Yeah, they were just trying to out-rap each other type shit. I don't know, son. Kendrick came with energy, and I just feel like Cole didn't come with no energy, so I don't fucking know.
But
I feel
this is like, round one.
Yeah, that's some. Well, no, it's not round one. The round didn't start yet. Okay,
they
the round.
Got, they both dropped the track. This
okay,
is round
the
one.
Round.
Kendrick won round one.
This is a three-way beef. So we got to wait for the dawn. And that's when the games will begin, bro. Kendrick is not going to respond until Drake drop. I feel like Kendrick is waiting for both of them to drop to do it by himself. 1v2.
Yeah.
2v1, 1v2 type shit.
You think it's going to be a 1v1v1 or a 1v2?
Well, you said J. Cole kind of was like, I'm by myself. Well,
it sounded like he was just like, I'm the best nigga on this Might Delete Dater. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like he was taking shots at Drake. I don't know. I could be reaching. I could be only reaching, but it did sound like that to me. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it is a 1v1v1. But I doubt it's going to go like that. Who knows, bro?
A 1v1v1 would be cool, though.
Or it might be a tag team. Who knows? Who knows, bro? I just feel like Kendrick was put in a peculiar situation where he had the alley hoop and he just dunked it. Because, like, that beat, that song.
That beat was crazy.
There was no other way you could have came.
Yeah, that beat was crazy.
There was no other way you could have came, bro.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, them niggas dropped that shit with intention.
Curated that shit, bro.
So,
they cooked that beat for real.
You know niggas is listening, waiting. Yeah. And then
you
drop
7 minutes.
Drill. Yeah. Like, the song good, actually.
I feel like you could have gotten
like
fire.
The song's
cool.
Yeah, cool. The song's dead cool. The song's dead cool. It's dead cool. But like.
It's not this.
Mid sauce.
Yeah.
Who's. Because you need like the whole. I feel like if you're going. Coming with the same energy as Kendrick, you need the whole go around. The whole all 9 yards. Who's another producer that could have matched Metro's? Because Metro shit, like you said, was an alley-oop. Feel me? So. Mm. Who could have helped J. Cole on a beat? Because that goes a long way, too.
It does go a long way, but...
Yeah.
Like...
He got Conductor to do that beat. Conductor's like a rappity-rap.
Yeah, rappity-rap producer.
Producer, so... But who... I don't know.
I don't fucking know, nigga. My first thought was like, nigga, you better get some
Tay.
Tay Keith, nigga.
Tay Keith on a diss track?
Nigga, hell yeah, nigga. You better get some fucking Tay Keith, nigga. You better get some fire shit. But the thing is, though... Diss tracks don't always gotta be this hype, bass heavy.
But
who could finesse a beat though?
Huh?
I was just saying, like, who could finesse a beat for that too?
Like, because I ain't gonna lie, back to back beat sucks.
Yeah,
back to back beat sucks.
The shit,
and that was who produced that? Nav?
I don't know. Back to back
beat. Was it? You ever listen to shit just without the song?
Yeah, it's just nothing crazy, bro.
That shit sucks. Just memorable disses.
Yeah, bro. This shit's nothing crazy.
Weak sauce. But it's just like, oh, you know what? You're right. Y'all right. Nigga J. Cole should have came with some
control
shit.
Control wasn't a diss. Nigga, that beat sucked. That beat sucked.
That beat is whack, bro.
That beat was just loud as hell.
Yeah,
that beat was just making mad noise.
The delivery on it.
Yeah, the delivery on it. Until Jay Electro kind of.
Oh, yeah. Once Kendrick verse turns. Honestly, bro.
Big Sean.
I literally only listen to his verse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, bro. I YouTube Kendrick verse.
Okay.
Listen to
Yeah, because why was listening to the whole shit?
What the fuck? Nigga, control is Kendrick, and that's it, bro.
Yeah, I feel you.
Even though Big Sean's verse wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. None of the verses was actually bad.
Jay Launcher,
whatever that nigga name is, was cool.
Jay Electronic.
Whatever.
You got Zaytoven. You got Pierre.
None of them niggas,
you
bro.
You got.
I don't know. So
you got Weezy.
Honestly, you don't even got to go that route. Like the trap.
Yeah. No. I was just playing even playing field.
Cause like
you could do a hit maker.
Cause like Pusha's diss tracks wasn't no crazy shit, but the delivery was there. Fire.
Yeah, facts.
Niggas was rapping. The delivery was there. Nigga was rapping. Nigga dropped with intention.
Mm-hmm. Literally,
you feel me?
Literally.
So, nigga, the heart part 4.
That's your fire.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
That was a diss.
Nigga, yeah, it's a Big Sean.
It was?
Nigga, yeah.
So which one was the one with Kobe and shit?
That was Hard Part 5.
Yeah, that's 5.
That was Hard Part 5.
Hard Part 4 was when he was ripping the papers, right? Ripping that shit.
I, Was it?
I didn't think see so. Him. He was switching beats. He did like three different beats.
It was a part where he was like,
Yeah, that shit, that's my
Kendrick spaz on that shit, bro.
Yeah, the hard part four was old.
But that beat was fire.
It was different beats. But yeah, it wasn't on no like that or on Metro Boomin type shit.
It was real rap.
It was like
that. Sound like rap.
Yeah, Wu Tang.
Yeah, that's
just, it sound like some shit.
Some Wu Tang shit or something.
I don't know, but I'm
listening to the song. Yeah. That's exactly He was writing, and then the beat switched. And it was like doom doom.
Yeah, definitely was that. And it wasn't nothing crazy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 I am the greatest rapper, that shit worked, bro. So niggas don't gotta
you don't gotta have a fucking super duper banger, just rap, motherfucker, don't be saying no ABC shit, bro.
Nigga, let me find that bar.
Nigga said one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, ass rap
on some shit like that, bro. Bro, this nigga said, bro, fuck the... What he said?
Yo, I'm crying.
Nigga said, them crackers ain't never did nothing, and
nothing for Grammy, me. Yeah.
Your mother's white.
Mm-hmm. OD.
Why are you feeding niggas material? Yeah, that's material right there.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Come on, Cole, bro. Yeah. You're smarter than that.
Come on.
You're just giving this nigga more ammo.
Maybe. OD giving him more ammo.
The fuck?
Maybe the name was just like Mike deleted, like as a because the name gets off like I don't even like this shit that much.
Like fuck here, nigga, shit,
Mike delete this shit though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
feel me?
I don't fucking know, bro. It just, and also niggas like it seemed like he ain't even want to really diss the nigga.
Yeah,
like
I don't know.
I don't think the nigga scared though.
He ain't scared of that nigga.
No, he's not, bro.
He's not scared at all.
My thing is,
stop being friendly. Yeah. He's trying to be. He's trying to be, it seemed like he was like, oh, you my nigga. Like, I won't shoot you like how Nino did. Shoot that nigga.
Yeah. Nah, but that's what he said. He said, I'm hate how to do it, but I'm going to do it, nigga. So right. I'm going to blam you.
Yeah, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, fuck all that
kill
shit.
That nigga.
Come on, son. Do it.
Yeah, this shit.
Do it.
This
right shit now. That
yeah. It's dead as a sport. Like,
because I'm, in my mind, bro, niggas, everyone's going to lose.
Yeah.
Kendrick's gonna win my fucking mind.
Oh, that's
Kendrick's
good.
Kendrick's gonna fucking win.
Solo
and I want this shit to be competitive as fuck. I'm hoping Kendrick gets smoked. Because I have an expectation for Kendrick. Like I know he's not gonna disappoint me.
Right.
So I want this beef to be so legendary.
Niggas say he took an L type shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cause I know what Kendrick could do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want niggas to be like, yo, did Kendrick lose?
Yeah. That nigga's crushing.
You want that to be a discussion. You guys want that to be a discussion.
Yeah, bro. Like, come on.
Nah, we
you don't want it to be a fucking 4-0 zip.
Yeah, bro. Like, nah, gang.
We need that.
Yeah, bro. So, like, if this is just the beginning or whatever, which it is.
I think it is, bro.
It was a cool little, like, whatever. It's cool. But it wasn't nothing to scoff.
Nah.
Like that. Niggas was like, oh, nah.
Like that was.
Niggas was like, oh, nah.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was, cool.
And then on top of that, bro. What's Drake's best work?
Body.
Yeah, but what's his best work? Because
for me, it's views. But I don't know.
That's why I thought Kendrick was talking about like your best shit wasn't all that neither.
Is that a lie? Is
Kendrick's standard?
Well, not
maybe
not
to him. No, I mean Kendrick is using him like nigga my shit. Like he's saying like. I took Kendrick as saying, like, nigga, your shit don't even compare to anything that I could have done.
Right.
Mm.
That's how I interpreted it. Like, nigga, I've made classics, nigga. You only have what, but two? That's how I thought about it.
Mm.
Does Drake have one?
Take Care is a classic to a lot of people. Views is a classic.
Views is a classic to me.
It's a classic rap album?
Yeah.
Oh.
Then, well, is it a classic? I wouldn't even say a classic rap album.
It's a classic album?
What? Nah, you know what? Classic is a crazy word. I can't even say that because... I can't even say nope.
I don't know if Drake has a definitive classic album.
Nah, nothing was the same.
I was gonna say maybe nothing was the same.
Is
what's the other one where he had his
classic?
What was the one where he had his profile? He had
that was nothing was the same.
The baby the clouds.
Yeah,
that's
a classic album to me.
Nothing was the same. Had two
different.
And then the child him.
Yeah, two different.
if you're reading artworks. This, it's too late. That's what I don't know why I confused it too. But I am talking about that one.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I was nice too.
If you're reading this, is too late. Was
I was nice too.
Didn't he say that was a mixtape at first, bro?
It was a mixtape.
That was a mixtape.
It's still a mixtape. Okay.
It's a mixtape.
They just counted as an album on Apple.
Okay.
That's what Apple started doing, counting mixtapes as albums.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But my thing is, why is it a mixtape though?
I don't know.
It's all original production and everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nigga, that's a fucking
album.
It's a fucking album, gang.
Your niggas don't do mixtapes no more?
Nah.
Like, what the fuck? Mm-mm. That's whack. That's another thing that's missing in hip hop.
Why? Because you know mixtapes used to be. Mixtapes used to just be
other people's beats.
Right.
Yeah.
You can still do that.
It's a whole, it'd be clearance issues because the beats might be from
Because of like streaming and shit. Like how streaming works now. Yeah. Remember, we could have went on fucking DatPiff.
And got that shit. You still can.
Yeah.
True. Who's doing that?
DatPiff ain't die?
Mm-hmm. One of them died. My mixtapes.
Hot new mixtape.
That Piff is still around because I had downloaded it the other day to listen to mad old mixtapes.
Okay,
it's still here.
Yeah, the way like I with the mixtape thing, mm-hmm. Drake changed the mixtape game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he like his mixtapes sound like fucking albums.
Yeah, facts.
And fucking Section 8 was dead a mixtape at first. Section 8 was dead a mixtape, bro. I knew I wasn't bugging. Mm. Yeah, that shit's dead. That shit wasn't his first album, bro. That wasn't his debut album, bro.
Good Kid, Mad City was his debut.
So, when this nigga say your first album was classic, your last album was tragic, your second shit put niggas to sleep, something.
Niggas gassed it.
Niggas on Twitter dragging it, bro.
Yeah.
And he's listening to niggas on Twitter, too.
Who's J. Cole? You think so?
J. Cole's listening to niggas on Twitter, bro.
You think so?
He's listening to niggas on Twitter, bro.
It sounds like...
Because we all know what a moment
to Pimp a Butterfly was.
Like, that shit was a moment. That shit was a literal moment in, like, history in itself. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, when niggas be like, oh, don't nobody want to hear that. This dick is free. You feel me? Nah, that shit is funny, though.
Yeah.
He was like, don't nobody want to hear that shit. Don't nobody be saying... Put on that eye. Don't nobody be saying.
Put that King Kunta.
You feel me? Niggas on Twitter is saying that shit, right?
But
niggas,
it's just jokes.
It's jokes.
But you think J. Cole is like using it to his advantage?
There's a lot of hyperbole on Twitter, bro. Like,
that's a fact.
Like niggas now are trying to say the album was fucking bad.
Yeah, because
all of a sudden
J. Cole said that shit. Oh yeah, see, niggas just listen. Like, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
J. Cole's listening to Twitter, bro, because he know that shit wasn't bad, bro.
He didn't know.
He know that shit wasn't bad.
He didn't know because he made a fucking For Your Eyes Only. So it's like, bro, you know that shit wasn't bad.
He knows that shit wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he rapped over his biggest, well, I guess the biggest song on the album, which was All Right.
All Right, yeah.
Nigga, that was the Black Friday shit.
Like, right.
Bro, that nigga knows that shit wasn't bad.
All Right was fine.
Like, you saying To Pimp a Butterfly was bad would be like fucking Kendrick saying fucking Forest Hill Drive was bad. Forest Hill Drive was bad.
Like, come on. You're just chatting off.
Even though it's not the same, like, in terms of
caliber, album,
but like,
yeah.
Come on. So, like, you know the shit. Like, you're
just a good album. Yeah, you're lying, facts.
So, like, I just feel, I don't know. You gotta, I don't know.
You want things to bring it?
Yeah, son.
I think shit not done yet, bro.
Next week, whenever that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That happens.
I thought it was gonna happen, like, next week, bro.
I hope.
Because Future and Metro still dropping another album.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine there's a fucking part two.
That's what I'm saying. Who's to say Kendrick, like, yo, put me on that shit again?
Imagine that was his light shit. Like, imagine.
Imagine he has a song. Kendrick has a song on that album. It's his song.
Yeah.
And he's dissing niggas. And he's dissing everybody. Yeah. Fuck niggas. He's dissing everybody associated with Drake and J. Cole.
I want all three of them niggas to do that shit, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. I don't want them to, like, not be, fuck it, bro. Y'all not friends, bro.
When it comes to rap,
dead friends. Cole and Drake.
Yeah, Cole and Drake dead friends.
I feel like Kendrick and Cole is dead cool. That's like niggas in basketball, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where on the court, like after game, that's like Curry and LeBron. Right. After game is done, respect. We Gucci. Like, as time goes as we build our catalog and we get our accolades and championships, we Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
But on the floor, on the court, nigga, fuck that. Like, warm. We're both trying to win a championship. Fuck right. What you're talking about. Like, that's how I feel it is.
Okay.
That's how I want it to be.
Yeah, exactly.
It don't feel like that. Because on the court, them niggas are trying to kill each other, bro. Yeah,
that's why I said game one.
Type shit.
Okay. Yeah. That's how I feel. Yeah. Game one.
I bet. Verse versus a whole song. Kendrick got to drop a song for me, bro.
Bro, them niggas, I don't know, son. I just want niggas to be like, fuck you, suck my dick.
Some real diss, some dissing.
Word.
Your bitch is ugly.
Your bitch ugly.
Like some shit like, yeah, like I want niggas to go hard, son.
Your mother's white.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think, fucking mulatto bitch.
Nah,
I don't know.
Nah, word. That would hit better though.
Yeah, bro.
Cause you know niggas dissing.
Yeah, bro. I mean, J. Cole called him short.
Like, come on, J. Cole.
He can say he got short arms. How did I hear him say that? What the fuck? He said that shit. He said some shit about like your arms too short. Some shit. I don't know. That shit was, I'm weak. Because J. Cole was like 6'2 or some shit.
Yeah, J. Cole was like 6'3. Where J. Cole's
that nigga tall. Dead short, bro. So yeah, don't let this
J. Cole might be taller than that.
Like 6'5, right? 6'4
type shit. I don't know, bro.
Nah, he's 6'2.
Oh, okay. 6'2. Oh. I don't know, son. I don't know, bro.
Who knows, man?
Yeah, man.
We'll see.
Maybe I'm no, I'm not.
You're not bugging though.
I'm not bugging.
You're not bugging.
I'm not expecting too much. No. I'm not expecting
from the goats of
hip hop. I'm not expecting too much. Come on. No.
Not. Yeah, you're not.
I refuse to believe that. Nah,
yeah,
thank you.
You're not.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, we're
damn.
What time we at? Cause you gotta. Ooh, it's not.
Oh, it's done. We at 1:15 though. Unless you, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I got work tomorrow at 12. I could probably see if I could find something tomorrow morning. Home? Absolutely.
You're going to go home.
Yeah. And I don't trust niggas in Jersey, son.
Yeah, barbers in Jersey, bro. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my barber.
Unless I find some Dominicans out there, I don't trust niggas in Jersey.
Yeah, where, bro?
My barber left already.
Damn.
So.
I don't know what's
the
open.
The most I could tell you is gel your edges or something. Brush it.
You going up?
Nah. Just, nah. Brushing ain't gonna do shit, nigga. My shit starting to curl.
Your beard is fine. Your beard is valid.
Gucci.
Yeah, your beard.
It's my mustache. It be my mustache mainly. It don't really be my beard. It be my mustache. That shit start growing over my lip.
Oh, well, you Gucci now.
Yeah, it don't look that crazy.
Sort of kind of. Yeah, Gucci.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there. It's starting to blow my shit. Starting to look like uneven.
Yeah. I'm hungry though, so I want to get the fuck out of here. But how do y'all feel?
No, I feel the same way.
I'm with you, bro, 100%. I just feel like I want this shit to go a little longer, so I'm glad niggas is not going toe to toe real quick sparring. They throwing a little light jab. I want the light jabs. It makes the diss beef better for me. It makes rap beef better.
You don't want the ethers.
I do.
You don't want the takeovers.
I don't want it so quick though. I want like light jab. You throw a light jab. We gonna see what Kendrick's doing.
You want them to go all 10 rounds.
I want it to be rounds, bro.
I think 12.
12. All 12
rounds. I want it, bro. I want there to be a clear winner.
Right.
I don't want it to be like a default. Right. Because he didn't drop enough.
Right.
No. I want niggas to go back and forth, bro.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think Drake going to respond? You said May?
May. Hopefully it's sometime in the next 2 weeks. But May probably. When his tour is over.
Do you think he's going to respond?
No.
You think Drake going to respond?
Not in a timely manner.
You think I'm too.
He on tour? When is that tour done? I don't think he's gonna respond until he's. I don't think he's gonna respond until after tour, bro.
That should like done like next year. Nigga.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna respond until he's done with his tour, bro.
Really?
Nah, he got a studio. Come on,
that's gonna blow my.
You think he's gonna have time to go in the studio?
Like, he better.
He's not. He got. He has 2 weeks off. Oh, in the tour.
Okay, so then yeah, maybe. So
and the 2 weeks coming up like this next 2 weeks.
Imagine that though.
What?
A nigga diss you? You on tour?
Yeah, that's like damn. He been on tour. Nigga.
I'm tired, nigga.
He's been on tour tweaking though, bro.
Yeah.
Like he's been losing his shit on tour.
You think so?
It obviously got to him because I feel like he's been talking his shit high chested.
He was doing that on Barclays, bro.
Nigga, you don't think the last video you saw had a little more animosity towards it, like? Nigga, I don't give a fuck if them niggas turn their back on me. Like, he was kind of going OD. He was OD. And I was like, nigga, you know exactly who you're talking about.
He know what people want, though.
Yeah
he's an actor. Remember, he's an actor, bro. Yeah. He's an entertainer. He's going to hype this shit up, but he don't give a fuck. He dead don't give a fuck. But he's going to respond, though,
because
he likes to rap. Drake likes to rap.
Mm-hmm.
He love to rap. So he going to respond. But honestly, you know, yeah, go ahead.
At this point, none of them have anything to prove. But it's just the fact that Kendrick is on some, yo, fuck that. Like,
they don't have nothing to prove but who is the best.
They do have. Yeah. They do.
They do.
They do have to prove that. Mm-hmm. Like, who's the best?
Yeah, that's the only thing they have left to prove.
Right.
Amongst each other.
Who is the solidified GOAT?
Who is the solidified GOAT? Yeah.
Cause up to now, everybody will have y'all on the Mount Rushmore. Like,
right.
There was never like a. I mean, you would have the small little debates like Kendrick is like, feel me? But like, you the solidify like everybody for themselves and just be like, okay, this is where we got this like solidified Superman. Answer from. Where
honestly, it's a two headed race for me.
J. Cole and Drake, right? I mean, J. Cole and Kendrick, right? Yeah, because but see, that's the thing. Niggas sleeping on Drake.
No.
Getting that
the
bag.
Two-headed race for me is Drake
and Kendrick.
Oh,
shit. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I don't think J. Cole
I feel
phenomenal
you.
Rapper.
Really. Mm-hmm. But
the records and the projects, he don't got it.
Yeah.
He don't have it.
The caliber.
To
Drake he don't got the caliber.
Kendrick,
he don't got the caliber. No, you're right.
It ain't there.
Yeah. He hasn't had it since. Let me not say that, but I don't think he's had it since 2014. Forest Hills and
Gang,
Born Sinner.
And Born Sinner. He don't got it other than that.
In the past 2 years, he's now showing niggas like, I can really rap. like he's really nice.
Not facts. Didn't show me that.
Not niggas, but I'm saying like niggas are like, oh wow, J. Cole been tweaking. He been tweaking.
Right,
niggas,
right.
Niggas
because he's been dropping shit.
Yeah,
he's been featuring.
Right.
So he's now getting into his, I feel like I'm the GOAT.
Right.
Before he was like, what was me? Why niggas come yo?
Because then he's back. No, go ahead.
My thing is, right, you see how on the track he was like, oh, you was in your prime then, but now I'm in my prime.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden when I got it, niggas wanna come for me.
Yeah.
Hey buddy, you all were here at the same time. They were just better than you.
Yeah.
They're not like Kendrick ain't been dropping shit. You've been dropping. So duh, you're the only one in the fucking spotlight now. So duh, you're getting all the you feel
recognition
me?
And stuff. Yeah.
Did he spaz on Lil Baby shit?
Yes.
J. Cole.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's like I feel like J. Cole has the utmost potential.
He does.
He has spaz.
He
100% has.
Like
it,
he's done it.
He's done it. Like he's went off plenty of times.
That song he has a little baby.
Yeah. What the fuck song is
had
that?
Niggas shook in the streets. Word.
Yeah, what the fuck song was that?
The one where he just slid in the pocket.
He's been doing that a lot though.
It was one song though. Year. Like niggas was making reaction videos
to it.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Even with Bia, he was slid on. He slid on Bia shit. He was slid on mad people.
Oh, wasn't that little baby?
Or little yacht. Oh yeah.
That wasn't little baby who was spazzed on that song.
Was it?
I don't know. I even know they have a song together. Y'all lost me.
Play the song.
Oh yeah, it was Lil Baby.
It was Lil Baby that went off on that song.
Damn, that's crazy. That's tough.
It was Lil Baby that went off on that song. What song is that?
Oh, from that bum ass album.
It was Lil Baby.
I never heard that song.
It was Lil Baby, nigga. Lil Baby. Oh my god. Lil Baby washed J. Cole.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. Shit. I thought I had an argument for the man.
I didn't.
No, but J. Cole has the ability.
He got the ability, bro.
I'm trying to find the spot in the song.
We can't play it because of fucking copyright and shit.
Oh, you can't play it?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, tough. Well, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Facts.
Yeah. Right? Was it this one? Pride is the Devil?
Yeah.
It was this one?
Speed it up. In and out. In and up. In and up. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Unless I'm talking about something else, too.
Huh.
Maybe I'm confusing them. But Lil Baby did walk on this shit, though. Lil Baby did walk on this.
But yeah.
You talking about Bia song?
Huh?
No, you're not talking about
Bia. I don't know what I'm talking about, to be honest. But this is what came
I know exactly mind. What you're talking about, bro.
You talking about Bia song?
Bia song.
Drop the top of the pop. Top of the
uh-uh.
No. No.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. No. Justin need to chill the hell out.
What?
That I'm not talking about that song yet.
I'm in London. Shop at the mall. No, not that
one. Okay. I don't fucking know, bro.
Well, a little Yachty song. Like a bald boy. No?
Okay. Nah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, oh, whatever.
J. Cole. You're nice. You're just, I don't know. I don't know.
That's just my opinion. Who's the GOAT debate is dead ass Drake and Kendrick, in my opinion.
Nah, I'm with you on that
one. In my humble opinion, I don't think J. Cole as good.
That's
fair. I don't think he's as good.
That's not crazy.
I think he's great. I think he's literally better than everyone else.
Yeah, but just not them. He's not touching them.
He's not as good as them two.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, those two are the best in terms of everything.
Facts.
J. Cole, maybe, I don't know if you want to say J. Cole has better bars than Drake. I don't know.
You can say that.
I guess you can say that. But in my opinion, in terms of like rapper artist.
Drake got it.
Rapper artist.
Yeah.
I'm taking Drake over J. Cole every day. I'm taking Kendrick over J. Cole every day.
Yeah. Jake, that got. It's funny because you could say J. Cole got better bars, but Drake know how to bring the bars to a song and make the song still fire.
Yeah.
J. Cole do a song with bars and that should just be like.
What the fuck?
This is whack. Yeah, facts.
No, but I actually really like J. Cole.
No, J. Cole's cool.
I'm not a J. Cole hater by any means.
Right.
I really like J. Cole. I really, really, really fuck with J. Cole. Mm-hmm. Forest Hill Drive's in before. Forest Hill Drive in before.
I feel you. J. Cole's a rapper, bro.
He's a rapper, bro. He's good. He's nice. He's excellent at his craft. He's excellent.
Yeah, just rap at rapping.
He's excellent. He's excellent at making music, bro. He's excellent at making music. He's excellent at making music.
I guess.
He's excellent.
Wale is a little better at making music than him.
Bro.
But I'm just not. I won't even get into that because I don't want niggas to come for me. But Wally's
son
better at making music than J. Cole. But
bro,
I won't even get into that because.
Bro. Niggas.
It should have been Wale. It should have been Wale.
No, not even. Because Wale can't touch. Can't hold a candle to them niggas either. He can't. Oh my God, he would die.
Yeah,
he
doesn't
stand a chance.
You're dead right.
J. Cole stands a chance. But. I feel
when it comes
you
to making music, though, Wale is the better
though.
Music.
Wale is great.
Damn,
Wale is a good fucking dude.
Yeah, bro.
Well, in music, I don't know that nigga personally.
Yeah,
but that nigga makes great fucking music, Wale.
Excellent.
He makes great fucking music.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, but you're not wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody who appreciates hip hop is looking for that moment.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Mm-hmm. It's due time. We've been going through a fucking pile of shit lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree.
Pile of shit. Oh, I thought that was NYPD truck, NYPD van. I was like, oh nah, who in trouble?
Oh, I'm crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, if you're listening to this,
if you are, damn, we have a couple letters.
Do we? Where are they talk, bro?
Well, guess what?
I feel like we've been.
We're gonna do that shit next week, nigga.
Where?
If you're listening to this on Apple, Spotify, wherever you catch your favorite podcast, please leave a star review. Yes, sir. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe.
Yes, sir. Please do that for us, for real.
And it hit the bell for the notifications.
We've been dropping on YouTube.
Yeah, we have. All y'all motherfuckers that listen, go watch some shit.
We got the clips up.
Yeah, man. Until next week.
Yeah, man.
We'll holla at y'all. Peace.
My body different. VBS shot it. Different dollars. Shit me, nigga. Yeah. Check. Okay, 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 okay.